we're in Simin Shin Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. What we learned so far was that if you put raw food into a Keli Rishon on the fire, you're over a Bishul D'Oraisa without question. If you put it into a Keli Rishon Shalo Al Ha'esh, then you're also over on Bishul, according to many Achronim Midoraisa. Others would say Drabanan, but it's definitely Bishul. The only exception being salt. And even there, we have a bracha from the Rishonim not to do it, Tavol of bracha, not even to put it into a Keli Sheni. With regard to a Keli Rishon Shalo Al Ha'esh, so one could not put anything in there, anything raw into that. With regard to pouring onto it from a Keli Rishon, we said that Irui, pouring from a Kli Rishon, is Mavashel Kedei Klipa, the outermost surface of whatever raw food you're pouring it on. Now we get to a Keli Sheni, but a very specific Keli Sheni. Sif Yud Aleph. Ambati, Pirish Keli Sherochitzpo. Now, in those days, what they used as a bath, there was no running hot water. They would fill a pot up, a pot or an enormous pot that the size of a bath. They'd fill it up with cold water, and they'd go ahead and then heat it up. They'd have a fire under it to heat it up and make it warm, make it hot. Now, they used to make it extremely hot. Ambati pirish keli sherochitzbo shel merchatz, that is made for a bathhouse. She malaya mayim chamin, says the Rama, afa pishi kli sheni, although it is a keli sheni, meaning you didn't actually have a wood fire underneath this keli. You had a wood fire underneath another keli, and then you emptied it into this. What they would do is boil it and boil it and boil it to keep it so hot. It was boiling hot. So when they put it into the Ambati Sheni, it was still boiling hot, and since we're dealing with something that held such a large quantity of water, it retained its heat for a very long time. Enosn la mayim sonin. You're not allowed to put cold water into it, even though it's a Keli Sheni, and we know that water doesn't cook in a Keli Sheni. Aval nosn hu mimayim chamim shebezeh Ambati letoch Ambati sh'acher shel sonin. But you're allowed to take hot water from this ambati into and pour it into an ambati of cold water. Now, what are we talking about? So, first of all, with regard to adding water to this ambati sheni, putting cold water into it. So, there's a machlokas rishonim. Can you add a lot of cold water into it in a way that at the end it will not be yad soledes? Some hold that midrabanan, it's usher to add to it as much cold water as you want. And the Mishtabura says that it's good to be machmer for that day. Now, as far as pouring from the ambati into into cold water, so the halachi is like this. This is mutter, the Mishtabura says, even if this ambati were a kli rishon. Even though we learned that Irui is Mavashal Kedei Klipa, the halacha is that it is only Mavashal Kedei Klipa when you are dealing with solids, when you're dealing with liquids. So long as you have so much cold water that at the end it will not end up being Yad Soledes Bo, we say that it does not mix, it does not cook the initial water that it touches. It immediately mixes. No part of it is going to end up being cooked. So that Irui onto a lot of cold water is going to be mutter. Which brings us to the next sif. We'll see more like this. Mecham shepino mimenu mayim chamin. A kli rishon that is no longer on the fire, but it's empty. Mutter litan letocho mayim sonin merubim kedei lahafshiron. You're allowed to go and take lots of cold water that will never reach Yad Soledes in order to get them to be lukewarm. So it is mutter to take a pot. Say you just emptied your soup from the pot on the fire. Now you want to put cold water into that pot because you want them to be, well, you want that water to be warm. Mutter, you're allowed to do that. As long as it's sown in merubim, that will not get Yad Soledes. By the way, the Mishtabura points out we have all over Shas that if you pour cold water into a very hot piece of metal, then it could be that you're toughening it, and there would be a problem of a tikkun mana. However, here it's enu miskaven, and it's not a psik reisha. Umutu lotzuk mayim chamin l'toch mayim tzonin, o tzonin l'toch chamin. You are allowed to pour hot into cold or cold into hot. V'ush lo yiyu b'kli rishin, mipnei shem mechamin harbe. As long as it is not a kli rishon. Says the Ramo, Hagov, im hamayim arubim kolkach, she'iefshah she'izbashlu, rak she'afigu tzunason, afilu b'kli rishon shari, rak shelo yiyah ala esh. So what is this halacha? The halacha is like this. A kli rishon that you're pouring from is only mutter into mayim arubim, only into a lot of cold water. To pour cold water into a kli rishon, the Mechaber said was Aser. Whereas in the case of a kli sheni, you're allowed to put even a little bit of cold water into it because cold water doesn't cook in a kli sheni. Now, what about a lot of cold water into a kli rishon? So the halachi is it is mutter, but the Mishnah Berurah brings a chayodam that is bitnai, that it's all being poured at once. That means, let's say you have a kli rishon. You have a kli rishon shelo ala esh. You have a pot, and what you have in it is whatever you cooked, and now what you'd like to do is add a lot of cold water to it. The halachi is that even though it's a kli rishon, you're allowed to, so long as the quantity of cold water you're adding is such that it will not reach yad soledes. However, if you just put a little at a time, the first water that goes in there is going to cook, and it's only later that it's going to stop cooking. So the halach is you have to pour it all at once. The quantity that will prevent it from becoming yad soledes would have to be poured all at once. So this is the halacha. Once again, you're allowed to pour a lot of cold water even to a kli rishon, shelo ala esh. A little bit of cold water is usser into a kli rishon, but mutter into a keli sheni, because a keli sheni is not nevashel. As far as pouring from hot water, pouring from a kli sheni is mutter. Pouring from a kli rishon is going to be usser onto a little bit of water, but it'll be mutter onto a lot of water. And there we say that there will not be a bishul of kedei klipa. Bidiyeved, the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah says that if you are pouring from a kli rishon onto tzonenim, even though the tzonenim are not a lot, he says since there are those that are makel and say that there's no din of iri being mevashel, even in mayim muatim, b'di'eved we would not aser it.